Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Femi Okay. And, you know, it's hard to believe. This show had just gone on the air when Senator Kennedy was diagnosed with brain cancer May of 2008. It's called a malignant glioma.
Okay.
And there's no better reminder of the severity of this disease and the, you know, the swiftness with which it can bring someone down than to note that Kennedy was diagnosed just a year ago. Joining us to talk about the medical implications of Kennedy's passing, he died last night at age 77, is Dr. Eugene Flam, head of the Department of Neurosurgery at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City. Good morning, Dr. Flam.
Good morning.
And Dr. Sherwin Nuland, of course, a surgeon, professor of bioethics and medicine at Yale University School of Medicine, and the author of several best-selling books, including How We Die, Reflections on Life's Final Chapter. Dr. Nuland, thanks. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you.
So, first of all, Dr. Eugene Flam, is the quickness with which the death or the diagnosis was followed by the death barely a year later, does that surprise you at all?
Not really. Unfortunately, this tumor, the median survival is about a year, 14 months, which puts Senator Kennedy exactly in that range. Occasionally, someone will go on for about 2 years or maybe even longer, but it's quite unusual. It's a very rapid tumor.
And Kennedy famously had surgery, even though it was suggested that maybe he wouldn't have surgery early on after the diagnosis. And, of course, the Kennedys can have any sort of health care that they want. What sort of operation do you think that was, and how would we gauge its success?
Well, the number that I gave of a year to a year and a half is with treatment. If one were to do no treatment at all, patients do not survive even that long. So this is not care that anyone could not get. I mean, this is the kind of treatment that is available to anyone with this tumor at any of our medical centers.
Dr. Flam, Femi Okay here. I'm just looking at Senator Kennedy's piece in Newsweek that was out a little while ago, and he talks about wanting universal health care in the States so that one day when there is a cure for the disease I now have, no American who needs it will also get the same kind of care. How far away are we from a cure for the kind of cancer that actually killed Senator Kennedy?
Ooh, that's a very difficult question. How far away? I mean, there's obviously work has gone on for all cancer, and especially in the field that I work in for gliomas for a long, long time. It's just been a very difficult problem to get under control. I wouldn't even hazard a guess of picking a year for that one.
All right. Well, you would make news if your prediction came true, that's for sure. Dr. Sherwin Nuland, what are the issues for someone who basically, we understand today, knew he was dying the moment, basically, he was diagnosed? Here's somebody who was as active as you could be, lived a very, very full life, was wedded to the notion of his being powerful both in the Senate and in his family. What are the issues for someone who is in essentially a steep decline over a period as short as a year?
Well, probably Dr. Flam might be able to speak better to that issue having to do with the symptomatic changes in a person with glioma. But I would suspect that there would be paralysis depending on where the glioma is. There would certainly be the emotional issue, which to me has always been the most important one of recognizing, and I'm sure his doctors were very frank with him, recognizing that he probably had just about a year or 14 months to live and so much work left undone, not to mention the simple issue of facing death and non-existence.
Well, Dr. Nuland, the emotional issue is what I want to focus on here. I mean, how do you decide to shed these things that have been so important in your life, knowing that you have a year to live and things have to start going?
Well, famously, we talk about the five stages, which include at first the impossible, the denial, the impossibility of believing such a thing is true, and then the anger, why me, and then finally the resolution that death is coming and one can do nothing about it, and one just simply begins to understand what is happening finally. And, of course, I haven't, in my experience of 40 years or so, seen these stages ever act themselves out. You want to see parts of them. But I would think someone with what I consider the great intellectual maturity of Senator Kennedy would have long reconciled himself to what his body and what his mind are going through, and reconciled himself to the inevitability that his work would remain unfinished. My guess is that there will be papers left that he has worked on over the years, messages perhaps that he has left to the world, certainly to the country. Some of them will definitely have to do with universal health care for this nation.
Is there a temptation for someone as powerful and famous as Kennedy to rage against the dying of the light?
I can't believe that there was no period when he raged against the dying of the light. But I would guess that was very early on, after the diagnosis was made and perhaps after the operation, when the extent of his disease had been told to him.
Dr. Sherwin Nuland, thanks so much. Surgeon, professor of bioethics and medicine at Yale University School of Medicine, author of several books, including How We Die, Reflections on Life's Final Chapter. The final chapter, of course, of Senator Edward Kennedy came to pass last night. Dr. Eugene Flam, head of the Department of Neurosurgery at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City. Final thoughts on the sort of issue of malignant glioma, which brought down Senator Kennedy?
In addition to treating it, one has to always, as you brought up just before, remember the importance of keeping the quality of one's brain intact during the course of the treatment. And that's often what limits our ability to treat this. I think in Senator Kennedy's situation, his functioning was extended as long as it possibly could, and that's to the credit of everyone involved.
No, and he did show up in the Senate in January, as he pledged at the Democratic National Convention in August of last year. Dr. Eugene Flam, head of the Department of Neurosurgery at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City, from a medical perspective, remembering Senator Edward M. Kennedy, who died at age 77.